This is the one where Kennedy bought a weed whacker. I love that, how they name all, is it Friends that names all the episodes like that?
Oh, yeah.
The one where Kennedy bought a weed whacker. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. Now, you rent, and so they take care of the landscaping for the most part. But you have put a big, like, tent in your backyard that has sides on it, like a net sides, and you go out and hang out in there.
Yeah.
You have furniture in there?
Yeah, I have like a big papasan chair and a little table to hold things and a fan, a speaker. I digress. My backyard is nothing but weeds, though. The grass is just completely gone. And so it just, it grows faster than the landscaping people come, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I just got to a point that I was like, I would like to go outside and I can't. So I went to get the weed whacker because I noticed that's how they mow the backyard. They don't use a lawnmower back there. Because again, there's no. And so I went to the store, I bought one, I figured it looked easy enough. I see people on my street using them all the time. And I was like, well, I can just go in there and I can just, they had, by the time I got back from Home Depot with said weed whacker, they had actually already come and gone. So the backyard was pretty well mowed, but they don't go inside my tent.
Can I ask you a question real quick before we get to the audio of you weed whacking?
Yeah.
So you're in the aisle at the Home Depot and there are a lot of choices. You could go gas. You could go electric with a cord. You could go electric with a battery. It's there. Some are super expensive. Some are super cheap.
I always do my research first. And then I just realized that I wasn't. And then I realized that this particular Home Depot, like everything is locked up. You got to ask.
They're
for,
all like
you
that.
You
got to
ask
now.
For every damn thing.
I know it sucks.
So, and then the more I saw about the wireless ones, like you got to have the charger and that's an additional. I was like, this is so dumb. I just need this for like a 5x5 area. So the ones that were not locked up are ones that you plug into the wall. So that's what I got.
Okay. Just wanted to know which one you went for.
Yeah.
Be careful not to cut the cord.
Yeah. I know. I'm not stupid.
Well, I say that. But no, it's not stupid. It's just I've done it.
The cord's nowhere near me. So it's way out there. So, but what is near me is my body. And I did, I was, you'll see.
Oh my God. I already broke it.
That was fast.
That snapped the little wiry thing right off. And crackle of burning.
Oh my God, I already broke it. What do I do? I already broke it. If I did that can't be good, right? So what do? Do I cut a new one? Does I have to take it all out? It just doesn't feel like... Am I supposed to do it like this?
I didn't know which way to hold it.
That feels really backwards. This doesn't feel right. Oh my God, I'm burning myself. I'm literally getting like the pieces of the wire are coming out and burning me. So it's like there's huge chunks of dirt, but the grass is so high. I'm also guessing that I probably shouldn't have bare feet. Ow! Ow! All right, I'm all done. No more.
What happened at the end there?
So that last one, my things were spitting back up at me. And I don't know if it was stuff from the ground or if it was, but I think it was little pieces of the wire because it was very hot. And long story short, I have like all over my legs, little burns and one that hit me really hard and was bleeding.
Mm. Were you wearing goggles?
No, I was wearing bare feet and a slip dress. It was not doing things properly. I had my glasses on, but you
okay,
know,
well,
I just didn't think it was going to be that much drama. I only needed to do so much. But I then showed the video to Beep Dennis because we went out to dinner on Saturday night. And he was like, yeah, that's backwards.
You had the device set up backwards.
Set up backwards or I was holding it backwards. I'm not sure which.
Right. And maybe you put the, did you have to put the handle on it or was it already on?
Yeah, I had to put the handle on
it. Yeah, you probably put the handle on backwards. So you were holding it the wrong way.
Probably.
Yeah. You have to flip it over 180.
Yeah. So many things. I learned a lot.
How long were you weed whacking for before you started bleeding?
So the video that I took that minute of audio from was 8.5 minutes long. 3 minutes of which was trying for me to figure out
how to get the
how to
wire.
What to cut it? How long is it supposed to be? You don't getting have, you the should, instructions.
You don't have to cut it though. You just unwrap it a little bit, put it through the hole.
It was already through the hole.
Yeah, but you can take it out of the...
Why would I need to do that?
To shorten it a little bit so it doesn't hit the plastic thing when it spins. From the 978, my husband did that with an electric cord. It's like, trimmer, he sliced the cord. From the 978, Kennedy, get a push trimmer.
That's a thing.
Yeah, but, yes, a push trimmer. You know, like old school, you just push it and it has blades.
No, I don't have space. I just need something tiny.
No, it is tiny. It's like 2 feet wide or a foot wide.
No. I'm going to figure out how to use the weed whacker. I will become an expert and I'll wear shoes next time.
Oh my God, I already broke it.
And that came like 30 seconds in.
I want to hear the last part where you cut yourself and then say some choice words.
Hold on. So it's like there's huge chunks of dirt, but the grass is still high. I'm also guessing that I probably shouldn't have bare feet. Ow! Ow! All right, I'm all done.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.